After 2.5 week closure, Unalaska's Museum of the Aleutians is once again open to the public, but an allegation of theft against the museum's director has triggered mudslinging, a shakeup on the board of directors, and distress among those who have contributed items to the museum's collection. KUCB's Greta Mart reports.
On Wednesday, the museum's board of directors reinstated Executive Director Zoya Johnson from paid administrative leave. Johnson's been the museum's director for 11 years and also sits on the Unalaska City Council. The board put Johnson on leave and closed the museum after a 19th century Russian Orthodox Bible and two other religious books from the museum's collection were found in her house in September. The items had apparently been there since 2009.
Credibility of this museum has been damaged.
Unalashka Corporation Chair Vince Tudyakov Sr. questioned whether Native people could entrust the Museum of the Aleutians with their artifacts.
Some of our families here do have stuff in that museum that we share with the public. I'm very concerned about that. He said there was an investigation done, that there was no wrongdoing. The policies, the procedures were broken.
After the books were found in Johnson's house, the museum's board says it conducted an internal investigation into allegations Johnson had stolen the books for her own use, and that the investigation proved those allegations untrue. By a vote of 5-2, the board decided to return the keys to the museum to Johnson, and they voted to reprimand Johnson for, quote, the breach in collections protocol, according to a press release issued Thursday morning by Board Secretary Melissa Good. The museum board also directed Johnson to write a letter of apology to the community. When the board closed the museum on October 12th, it also voted to seek outside counsel on how to handle the situation. They consulted Scott Carley at Alaska State Museums and Museums Alaska President Jane Lindsay. At this week's meeting, Board Secretary Good read out the advice the board received from Lindsay.
Lindsay said that we should consider the services that Zoya has rendered so far, and based on these services, we should be fair to Zoya first.
Board member Susie Golodoff said while the board should be fair to Johnson, the stewardship of the museum's collection entails the highest public trust.
This isn't about Zoya. This is about our museum, and we have clear duties and clear responsibilities.
Unalaska Mayor Shirley Marquardt encouraged the board to reopen the museum. She said it had a statewide reputation as a well-run and professional institution.
That doesn't happen, you know, on a whim. That happens when you have very good set processes and procedures. Was one process not followed? Looks like it wasn't. Who knows? There's a lot of open questions there.
The board plans to have the two outside experts, Carley and Lindsay, review the museum's written policies. Lindsay says the American Alliance of Museums Code of Ethics specifies that personal use of museum collections for any reason is not permitted.
I would say what is always very important in situations like this is, has trust been broken beyond repair? And what does that mean? And then also, what are now your safeguards so that it does not happen again? What is the institution now putting in place so that trust can be regained and rebuilt?
Reporting in Unalaska, I'm Greta Mart.